Canva.
Yeah, it is. In sports, as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work.
This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively, FedEx. Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com. I do think there's something about the tint on our cameras that makes your hair slightly red.
That's Have you so noticed weird. That? I haven't seen that.
Okay, not on Riverside, on like YouTube the next day. I think it's an Adam thing.
Is Adam messing with us? Here we go. 3, 2.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Wednesday, July 20th, and today's pod is the best one yet.
It's a T-Boy. Stocks rallied 3%. Bitcoin's up 15% this week.
Jack, it's earnings season. It's pool season. Is it T-Boy season?
For our first story, KFC is launching its first ever chicken nugget.
Because the window of loyalty is about to shut.
For our second story, a heat wave is hitting Europe and coming to the U.S. But one company is loving this extreme heat.
Carrier air conditioners, because they're the duct tape of climate change.
Our third and final story is Netflix. Their earnings just showed the most important thing that Netflix must do.
Make fewer shows. 3 words. That's it. That's the movie.
But before we hit that wonderful mix.
Although if you want to do a show with Jack and me, we're open to doing a show.
Yeah, that's true. Do one more show than the fewer that Nick just prescribed.
One more. That's the key.
Yesterday, we told you about Subway's tuna sandwich drama.
That Subway tuna may be funa.
Oh, and also Subway bread. It's legally not bread over in Ireland.
And its footlong meatball subs may not be footlong after all, per se.
But Subway isn't the only big food company with a faux ingredient problem.
Yes, Yeti Adrian Jalali sent one our way, and that company is Skittles.
Skittles may not be the rainbowed candy crush that you think it is.
Get this. This week, a lawsuit just dropped on Skittles. Yeah, that's Skittles, the candy.
Because Skittles aren't just sugar, sugar, more sugar, and yellow 5 food coloring, Nick.
Every bite of Skittles also has just a little tad of titanium dioxide.
It really does. It's right there on the label, and Skittles says that that titanium dioxide, it's FDA approved.
Well, the sweet tooth plaintiff in this case disagrees.
Because titanium dioxide is the same ingredient you enjoy in paints, sunscreens, and plastics.
Fantastic, aka things you don't eat.
So when you're indulging in a 2 o'clock Skittles binge, you don't just taste the rainbow.
You may be tasting some delicious toxin.
Now I know why I felt sick after eating 3 bags of Skittles during recess.
Jack, you're too hard on yourself. It's not because you ate 18 times the recommended daily serving.
I honestly just can't wait for Skittles to launch Skittles Plus, though.
Skittles Plus no titanium dioxide.
No amount of titanium or oxide, please. Let's hit our 3 stars.
Let's go, baby.
15 years before this song, 2 boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, KFC is planning its first ever unprecedented chicken nuggets.
Because there's a 3-year window of loyalty. And once it closes, It's closed forever.
KFC, they're devouring 750 million chickens a year.
They have the world record for largest bucket of fried chicken in the world.
And yet, despite all those chicken records, KFC has never done a true nugget.
By the way, that bucket was 2,000 pounds, Nick.
For the record, that's a record.
It's like 9 feet tall.
Sit down, stand up, and eat back up again.
But here's the news. KFC is launching their first chicken nugget in their 92-year history.
It isn't a tender, is it? It's not a tender, right?
No, and they've done popcorn chicken, too. This is a bona fide, well, no bones, actually, chicken nugget.
We're talking A12 36-piece testing in North Carolina. They're tossing 11 herbs and spices on this 100% white meat, Jack.
And dip it in a fryer. That's it.
But the other surprise here isn't just the nugget. What Jack and I found fascinating is the explicit reason why.
KFC was very upfront. They said we're targeting Gen Z and millennials with this chicken nugget because they prefer boneless.
It is, put it right out there, because nothing is more chuggy than meat with a bone.
Now, the way Nick and I see this story, KFC isn't just targeting Gen Z. They're really targeting the window of loyalty.
The window of loyalty. Sounds like something from a fairy tale.
Yeah, it does.
But actually, the window of loyalty isn't about a demographic. It's about an age.
It's a 3-year window in everyone's life when young people grow loyal to a brand.
Now, the window of loyalty is a theory that was first developed by FSU professor Jeff James. Dr. Jeff James.
Dr. Jeff James focused on sports. He noticed that kids are age 9 through 12 when they become loyal to a sports team.
Because at age 9, kids develop complex operational thinking, and that makes them capable of fandom.
When I was age 9 to 12, the Yankees won back-to-back-to-back World Series, and now I'm a fan of that team for life.
Perfect timing, Jack. Sounds like Jorge Posada jumped into your window of loyalty.
And if you become loyal to a team from those crucial years, 9, 10, 11, and 12, then even if you leave that hometown, you're still going to love that team from your childhood.
And that is why the Yankees increasingly focus on more family nights. And that is why KFC is whipping up their first nugget.
KFC needs the fried chicken item that kids want.
They do.
Nuggets. So that kids choose KFC for their entire fried chicken future.
So KFC's new nugget is trying to jump through a kid's window of loyalty before Ronald's McNugget can.
Great job, dude. I got nothing to say.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at KFC?
The window of loyalty opens up to lifetime value.
You still got nothing to say, or you want to whip something up here? Yetis, it is important as entrepreneurs to think not just about the one-off transaction with a customer, but about the lifetime value of that customer.
Because if KFC can sell a chicken nugget to a kid today, then it can sell that kid fried chicken sandwiches in 10 years when he's an adult.
And then 10 years later, it can sell her a bucket of family-sized chicken.
That's lifetime value. And here's the thing.
Yes.
Lifetime loyalty doesn't just boost sales, it saves money too.
Because if your mouth commits to KFC by age 12, that's less marketing money KFC has to spend to convert you.
Lifetime value means KFC gets your fried chicken sales for life.
And that is why the window of loyalty is worth jumping into.
And that's all I got to say about that.
For our second story, a heat wave is hitting Europe hard right now, but one company is loving it, and that company is Carrier Air Conditioners.
Because air conditioning is the duct tape of climate change.
Yetis, you want to know how hot it is in Europe right now? It's so hot that an airport runway melted.
The Royal Air Force had to cancel flights. It's that hot.
That's how hot it is. You got triple-digit temperatures in the UK. You got the hottest days on record in France. And you've got wildfires across Portugal.
And over 1,000 people have died because of this extreme heat in Europe right now.
Okay, so we're sending our cool thoughts to our listeners who have never seen 40 degrees Celsius in their lives before.
But every challenge is also an opportunity.
It is. And an extreme heat happens to be an extreme opportunity for Carrier Corp, the $30 billion Florida-based air conditioner company.
It's not just Carrier. Lennox, Trane, and other companies doing HVAC, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning.
Their stocks are outperforming. Carrier stock jumped 4% yesterday, double the rest of the stock market.
Carrier's air conditioning business is enjoying record profits right now because of moments like this.
Jack and I have recorded, what is it, Jack? Like almost 1,000 podcasts now?
Almost 1,000.
Almost 1,000. So Jack and I were looking at the story and we were trying to figure out the right way to cover it. And we remembered a similar story we covered 1 year ago.
The best way to tell this story is that we told the same story 1 year ago.
Jack, take us back to the Pacific Northwest 1 year ago.
In July of 2021, we had record demolishing temperatures in the Pacific Northwest of the United States.
Looking on the screen here, it was 116 in Portland, 108 in Seattle.
And 1 year ago, all those air conditioner stocks we just mentioned also hit record highs.
Same phenomenon.
Extreme heat.
Same reaction.
Air conditioner stocks popped.
In both cases, dangerous heat in places with historically mild climates. That's what drove it.
In both cases, people and businesses that have never had air conditioners urgently realized they needed air conditioners now.
Last time it was Portland and Seattle. This time it is Portugal and Spain.
And ironically, it's an air conditioning vicious cycle.
Yeah, because the more use of the air conditioners to deal with the climate change, the more greenhouse gases that create more climate change.
It's a vicious cycle.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who happen to be in the air conditioning business?
Air conditioning is duct tape for climate change.
Yetis, ever notice how every mechanic, every hardware store, everybody who happens to be your roommate who fixes everything in your house, they carry duct tape?
Duct tape. It's never the long-term solution, but it's cheap, and it's a quick fix for now.
Well, we've said before, climate change is a mega trend that's a mega problem that requires we reinvent our energy system.
Well, we're not doing that. So the world is resorting to duct tape.
So for people and businesses that can afford it, air conditioners are the duct tape that fixes their personal climate change problem.
So Carrier, Lennox, and Trane, they're not selling air conditioners. They're selling duct tape.
So for all our Yetis sweating it out across the pond, Jack and I are sending very cool vibes your way. And now word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
Nick and I got to know Vlad and Beju, the co-founders of Robinhood, when we worked there for 3 years.
And there's this one business principle we heard from them, and we honestly loved it.
ABL. Always be launching.
Always be launching. That's what keeps customers engaged, it keeps investors happy, and it keeps competitors kind of concerned.
Always be launching is also consistent with Robinhood's mission to democratize finance for all.
Yeah, not just stock trading, also options, crypto, spending, wallets, and more.
They launched a lot of stuff. And that's something we heard, we saw, and we adopted.
Yeah, this week we relaunched the podcast as the best one yet and launched a video pod right here. More to come.
If you're not on Robinhood yet and want to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBoy and choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast.
For our third and final story, Netflix just announced another brutal quarter of shrinkage, second in a row.
Growth is over for Netflix, so it's time for fewer Netflix shows.
Yeti's funny thing happened to Netflix just last year.
It stopped growing.
Jack, do we have an update on the situation over at Netflix this year?
It's shrinking. Netflix announced yesterday that in the second quarter, its subscriber base fell by just about 1 million households.
Yesterday, we told you everyone's shrinking except for your grandma. Netflix is that grandma right now.
And if Stranger Things season 4 didn't boost subscribers, nothing will.
Help us, 11. You're our only hope.
So Nick and I are thinking, now that the era of growth is over at Netflix, their turnaround strategy has started to emerge.
It has, and we've noticed it's emerging in 4 different parts.
The number of users have stopped growing at Netflix, but no one said their revenues had to stop growing too.
So here we go. Jack and I are going to whip up for you the 4 new ways we've noticed that Netflix is going to squeeze more money and attention out.
The first is the headliner. They're adding an ad-supported subscription.
We've told you about that before. A lower price subscription if you'll sit through a Thightastrosol commercial to show you that thing on your thigh.
The second way Netflix is going to try to make more money, we've also told you about. They're ending password sharing.
Yeah, actually, Jack, didn't Netflix just say they found over 100 million households flixing but not paying for it?
Yeah, so Netflix is finding creative ways to find the moochers and make them pay.
You know who you are. And that includes us. And number 3, they're going to focus on product placements in Netflix shows.
The Crown, season 5. Did you see Queen Elizabeth wearing those white gloves, Nickish?
I did. Is that a J. Crew logo, Jack?
It is a J. Crew logo.
The Queen and J. Crew. That sounds like some money for Netflix.
And the 4th way Netflix is going to make more money off this shrinking subscriber base.
It's a surprise.
They're going to stop dropping entire seasons and start delaying entire seasons.
Yeah, so besties, you can't just binge 10 episodes of the next Bridgerton season on a rainy Sunday and then call it quits and unsubscribe from Netflix.
No, you can't. Netflix is starting to spread out episodes so that you're a paid subscriber at least a month or two or three to watch the latest season.
So, Jack, Netflix is borrowing from old school HBO. Don't just drop the episodes. Delay the episodes.
Sundays are for HBO. Everyone knows that.
I got my ghoul. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Netflix?
Code Red. Netflix should make fewer shows.
Okay, for the past 10 years, Netflix has made too many shows.
We know you love your true crime documentaries, but you've only gotten through a quarter of Netflix's true crime catalog.
Meanwhile, Jack, what has Apple proved with Apple TV Plus?
Apple TV Plus proved you don't have to do it the Netflix way. People will pay for quality over quantity.
And Jack, what did Disney prove with Disney Plus?
Disney Plus shows people will pay for spinoffs and sequels of the same core show.
Okay, so Netflix, instead of splurging $17 billion a year on schmovies, that's over one lift. Netflix should spend half of that.
Netflix should spend like half that.
Half of it.
Squeeze more juice out of the oranges you already have. Instead of planting new orange trees.
Cut the budget in half and focus on the already successful Netflix shows.
Make fewer shows.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
KFC is launching their first chicken nugget, targeting young people.
The window of loyalty, it opens to lifetime value.
For our second story, extreme heat in Europe, it's a boon for air conditioner stocks.
Yeah, because AC units, they are the duct tape for climate change.
Our third and final story is that Netflix has stopped growing. In fact, it's shrank two quarters straight.
We got a code red. Code red for Netflix. Jack, what's a code red?
Make fewer new shows.
Unless Jack and I approach you about making a new show.
TV boy?
Yeah.
You're going to want to green light that one.
It sells itself. Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Joe Neumann from lovely Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
As of June 6th of this year, there is only one state in these United States with zero commercial airline service.
And that state, it is not the smallest state in the union.
No, it's not Rhode Island.
And it's not the least populous state in the union.
It is not Wyoming.
It is, though, Delaware.
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 Has zero flights.
Yeah, Frontier Airlines used to fly from Newcastle, Delaware to Orlando, Florida, but they just stopped doing that.
Delaware is grounded.
Oh, and Yeti's quick correction before we go. Jack and I mentioned last week that Tesla's autopilot was a subscription, but it's actually included.
It's their enhanced self-driving and their full self-driving that costs extra.
It's even worse because I literally used this autopilot feature in my Tesla and...
And you didn't pay extra.
I definitely don't pay for it. Besties, you look fantastic today. Jack and I, we can't wait to see you tomorrow.
HYHTBOY.
Have you had the best one yet?
If you know, you know.
And before we go, a shout out to Yeti Kofi in London, who just got the word T-Boy Yet on a license plate in England on his car.
He's the best T-Boy Yeti.
And congratulations to the Magic City Hippies. The band just hit 1 million streams on Spotify.
Put some champagne on your rider.
And Joey Wesley just got a new job in Foshan, China.
Congratulations to Jason Martin for graduating from Air Assault.
And Megan Curran is turning 21 over in Barcelona.
And happy birthday and congrats on getting engaged to Carolyn Giles in New York City.
And Lexi Hubbard, happy 30th. Down in Denver.
Happy birthday to Cindy Zhang in Fairfax, Virginia.
And Timothy Hartung over in Charlotte, North Carolina.
And Casey Longstrath in Sumner, Washington.
And John Quinn is turning 23 the Michael Jordan year in Memphis, Tennessee.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-Boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Disney and Netflix. And Nick and I both own stock of Apple and Robinhood and some Bitcoin.
And now a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
Funny little thing about the Robinhood logo.
Okay, go look at it right now. Most people, you just see a feather. Robinhood's feather and a cap. Pretty classic.
But it also looks like something else.
If you look closer, you may see an arrow pointing up to the right.
Yeah, the Robinhood logo. Nice little Easter egg in there. It's not just a feather. It also symbolizes bullishness.
There's a little arrow in there. If markets are up or down, it's nice to be optimistic.
We always love that little detail in the Robinhood logo.
Honestly, it's all about the little things in life.
If you're not on Robinhood yet, want to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY and choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast.
I think it's gills.
What?
I knew a gills that it was like this. So, but they didn't have
gills.
A
is G-I-L-L, dude. I mean,
I know, but you know what I mean? Like there's more than one.
Okay. I mean, dude, just English language wise, I after G makes the G soft and the E makes the I a long vowel. So the English language says it should be Giles, but yeah, I understand.
I mean, the English language tells us that thought should be thogget.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.